Today's shir is for Eschus for Fu Shlema for Shalom Ben Bracha. Today's shir is Masechet Nedarim, Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chav Hey on the base, six lines from the bottom, Amar Rava. As we learned in the Mishnah and continued learning in the Gemara, we have a fundamental machlokes b'shame b'shil regarding the concept of Nedashot Mekzosai Hotakulai. Do we say that halacha concept, or do we not? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, in trying to explain that machloikus. The Kula Alma, everybody's in agreement. Kol Heichad Omar, if somebody made a nether that he saw a group of people trying to eat something that belonged to him, that he did not want that they should eat that food. If the way, and therefore, he realized that his father, his brother, were amongst those people. And of course, once he wrote, once he said that, he realized that, he wanted, of course, to exclude them. And the question is, by saying that, is that considered a situation of Nedashot Mekzosai Hotakulai? So says the Gemara, the Kul Am, everybody's agreeable. And we're going to learn the Gemara, the way the Ram learns the Gemara. There are Rishonim that have a different view of how to understand the Gemara. But according to Ran, Kol Heichad Omar, in a situation that he, when he discovered that his father was one of those people, his brother was among those people, he said, "Ile hayisi desh abba b'neichem hayisi eim kulchem asurim chutz m'abba." If I would have realized my father is amongst these people, I would have said that you all may not benefit from this food, except for my father. The kulan asurim, the halacha is that they remain asur v'avav mutar, because the wording that he began with, when he said Kulcham Asurim, and then he said Chutz Mi Abba, the second statement is not really contradictory to the first statement. The second statement is not really declaring that the first statement was made in error, and therefore it doesn't overturn the nether. And since it doesn't overturn the nether remains. Except that doesn't apply to his father. Says Rabba, where do we have a machlokes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Where do we have the machlokes Ela Ba'omer, that he changes his entire wording. And he says, Ilo hayisi yadesh abba b'nechem, had I realized that my father was amongst this group, I would have totally reworded my nether. And instead of saying, Kulcham asurim chut, just instead of saying Kulcham Asurim as he did originally, he would have said Kulcham Asurim. He would have said plenty Asurim, and he would have spelled out which people may not have Hano, which people are not included in the Nether, Fab Mutter, and which people are, and that his father is Mutter. So Beis Hillel holds that since it's a total rewording of the nether, since he would have reworded the nether, that means that the first nether is, the second statement is different than the first statement. And that's why over here, Beis Hillel says, we're going to apply the concept of Nether Shota Mekzosai Chota Kulai. But Beis Shammai's opinion is that the second nether, even though it's in different wording than the first nether, is really not different than the first nether. The first nether is really the same. The only thing that changed, says Beis Shammai, is that he wants to exclude his father. And that is not considered, according to Beis Shammai, a situation of Nedar Shehutu Mekzosai Chota Kulai. And since it's not considered a situation of Nedar Shehutu Mekzosai Chota Kulai, that's why Beis Shammai will say that the nether still is a valid nether. That's the way Rabba interprets the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rava has a different way. The Kula Alma says Rava, everybody according to Rava's interpretation of the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Kol Heicha de Omar, Ilo Yisi Sha'aba Benechem, everybody says that if the person now says, had I known my father was amongst you, I'm a plenty of Surva Abba Mutter, that if he would have changed the wording, And not only would he, so there's two things. A, he would have changed the wording. And B, besides that he would have changed the wording, he would have also, besides that he would have changed the wording, he also would have excluded his father. So when we have these two factors to take into consideration, says Rava, that everybody agrees that that is a situation that we will subscribe to the concept of Neder Shehuksa Miktsasai Hutamakulai. Leinechku says Rava, where do we have the Machloikis Beis Shammai? Ela Ba'emer, only in a situation where a person says, Ela Ba'emer, where the person says, Ili Hayisi Odeya Shabbat Beinechem, had I known that my father was amongst you, Hayisi Omer Kulcha Masurim Chutz Mi Abba. This is where we have the Machloikis. In this case, where they have, in this case, where they keep the same words, but he just excludes his father. Beis Hillel, according to Rava, says, we still accept, we still say, and Beis Shammai says that if he didn't change the words, then we won't say Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And Rava explains the basis for his explanation. It says the Gemara Beis Shammai Savri Lo Kremeya Doimer Tfois Lashon Rishon. The Gemara Masech the Tmura Daf Chof Heyam Beis discusses a situation where somebody says, the Gemara, as is implied by the name, Masech the Tmura talks about a situation where somebody makes a Tmura, where somebody exchanges one an animal that was designated for carbon, he substitutes a different animal. And it's a very interesting halacha, because the Torah always says, lo yamarenu. The Torah says, we may not make an exchange. But the Torah says, v'im hamar yamar isai, that if you do make an exchange, v'ayuhu v'tzumrasai kodesh, they're both animals are kodesh. So that means if I designate an animal for carbon oila, and I then make a tamuris oila, the loch is that both animals will be kodesh. But when we make that exchange, when we make that statement, the wording of the statement becomes extremely important. Meaning, if he says hareze oila, that he says that this substitute animal should be a carbon oila, so it becomes a tamuris oila. If he says hareze shlamim, that this animal should be a shlamim, then it becomes a tamuris a shlamim. The Gemara over there, in quoting the machloikis, Ramei and Reb Yossi, have a machloikis, what happened if somebody said hareze tamuris oila vishlamim? So Ramei's opinion is, and this is a machloikis that's relevant in a number of places throughout Shas. Ramei's opinion is Tfais Lashon Rishon. So if you said Tamuras Oila, it's going to be an Oila. And this, because it can't be both an Oila and a Shlamim. And Ramei's opinion is Tfais Lashon Rishon. We only take into consideration the first part of a statement, and we ignore the second part of a statement. That is Ramei's opinion. Rav Yossi's opinion is that we don't ignore the second part of a statement. And the basic explanation of Rav Yossi's opinion is because people don't have the ability to say two things at the same time. So this person really intended to say Oila Vishlamim, but you can't say the words Oila and Shlamim at the same time. And therefore, Rav Yossi says, it should be considered the Tamura, half of it should be used for carbon Oila, only half of it should be used for carbon shlamim. Now, explains the Gemara, that Beis Shammai agrees with Rav Meir. And Beis Shammai is going to say that we only pay attention to Tfais Lashon Rishon, because what you say first is the only thing that the halacha is really concerned with. And that's why he said, so the second neder, when he said Kulchem Asurim, and the first neder, we said Kulchem Asurim, are the exact same nether. If they're the exact same nether, so that we don't have a situation of nether shotem miktsasa hotakuloi, All that we have here is that he's excluding his father, because he says, I certainly never would have included my father in this neder. But Rabbi Yossi, as we just said, is of the opinion that Begmar Dvar of Adam Natvis. We also look at the end of your statement. And since we look at the end of your statement, so when you said Chutz Mi Abba, that's not just to be understood as some sort of phrase that you said that you want to exclude your father, but what it means is that it's one big statement. So if that's one big statement, so now the first nether and the second nether are not the same. And therefore, since the first nether and not second nether are not the same, this becomes a situation that of nether shota miktsasoi huta kulai. The Ran points out that even though, as we just explained, the Gemara wants to sort of connect this machlokes to the machlokes in Masechta Temura, it's not really the same. Because in the nether, when you say Temuras Oilev L'Shlamim, you can't have that a carbon should be both a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim. And that's why Ramei and Rabbi Yossi struggle to figure out what should we do. Here, as we're learning, the second nether, when you say Chutz Mi Abba, doesn't really a contradiction to the first nether. It's not like oil and shlamim that contradict each other. And therefore, Durant says, when the Gemara here is trying to say that the two machlokes, the machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, and the machlokes Beishav and Beisol travel together, they're not exactly identical. The Gemara is trying to use the example of Rabbi Yossi on a conceptual level. And this vart of the Ran will help us answer another question as well. Because the way we're learning now, the way we learned the Gemara is simple, it would turn out that Rameya and Beishamai are saying the same. Now that would be, of course, a very difficult place to be, because we know that we're always passing like Beis Hillel. So how could we say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are saying the same? But according to the way we're learning now, it isn't such a big question. Because what we're saying now is not that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are, Beis Shammai and Ramei are identical. That all Beis Shammai, all Ramei is, all the Gemara is doing is that Beis Shammai, according to Rava's interpretation of the Machlokes, is taking a conceptual concept and is taking a conceptual concept and using it to teach us something that Ramea taught. Since it's only on a conceptual level, it isn't such a difficulty to say that Ramea and Beis Shammai are saying the same thing. There is one more pshat in understanding Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, some Rishonim say that when Rabbi Yossi says the Gemar Dvar of Adam Nitfas, that if we look at the end of the statement, not that Rabbi Yossi means to say, well, we'll take this value and use half to buy a carbon oil and half to buy a carbon shlamim, that you'll only use it for shlamim, Megvat Dvar of Adam Nitfas. But that's not the way most Rishonim learn. Ask the Gemara on Rava's interpretation of the Machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Asked the Gemara, a popular Rava. The Mishnah that we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, discusses Ketzad. In what situation, says the Mishnah over there, Amar Rabbi Kiva Nedah Hutu Miktsos Hutu Kulay. Where does he apply this concept? Says the Mishnah. It's a situation where somebody says, somebody makes a nether that I won't have any benefit with any of you. The halacha is, if one of them, he's matan nether, or he realizes that he may be matan nether, or he realizes that it was his father. So we apply the concept of nether shota ktsosai hota kulai, and he can have enough from anyone. Continues the Mishnah teaching us, But if he declared that I won't have a no, and he listed specific individuals, the halacha is hutra rishon, hutra kulam. If the first person becomes mutter, then they're all mutter. Hutter achron, but if the last person becomes mutter, ha'achron mutter v'kulan asurim. Only the last one will be mutter, and everybody else will be us remain usur. So if we learn this Mishnah, whether we learn the Reisha, which says hutra miktasa hutra kuloi, the next case where we learn if the first one becomes mutter, we say hutra miktasa hutra kuloi, that's following the opinion of Akiva, who holds like Beis Hillel, that holds nadash hutra miktasa hutra kuloi. Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Akiva and hold like Beis Shammai and don't subscribe to the concept of nadash hutra miktasa hutra kuloi, is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Rabishlam L'Rabba, so according to Rava, that started our Shia today, saying that the only time Beis Shammai Beis Hillel disagree if we should apply the concept of nadash hutra miktasa hutra kuloi is if he changed the wording of his nether. We could understand why in two of the cases in that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says we say nadash hutra miktasa hutra kuloi, and why in one of those cases we don't say nadash hutra miktasa hutra kuloi. Because Rava would explain that Mishnah, Mukalam L'Reisha, he's going to explain the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah where he changed the wording of his nether. And the Reisha is going to be a case where he said, Kainish Nenel Kulchem, and then when he changed the wording of his nether, he changed it to say Lezeh Lezeh. The next case is a case where he said the nether originally in the wording of Sheini Nana Loy Lezeh V'Loy Lezeh. And again, we're going to explain that he changed the wording where he started off by saying Loy Lezeh V'Loy Lezeh, and then he changed his wording to say Kulchem. So since he changed his wording, Rabbi says that's where Rabbi Akiva teaches us that, like Beis Hillel teaches us that nadash hutra miktasai hutra kuloi. Of course, the question is, if the point is that if you change your wording, we apply the concept of nadash hutra miktasai hutra kuloi, so why do we have to give, asked the Ran, two different examples to make the same point? So the Ran explains, we have to give an example where you change your wording from a general sense to a individual and vice versa. Because some people, when they want to say that something is usur to a group of people, but they want to exclude their relatives, they're going to careful not to say kulchem asurim, chutz miploini. Because as soon as you say kulchem asurim, you're indicating that you mean everybody. Then when you say, and that first glance means that you're including your relatives. So you don't want anybody to think that you use that type of a wording. So you're going to say ploini uploini. You're going to say from the outset that I mean individuals. There's some people that just take the opposite approach. They believe you say ploini uploini, people will think, well, I'm mentioning all the people who are good usur, and I'm soon going to mention my relatives as well. By saying kulchem, they say that you're going to be able to explain quicker that you're not including your relatives, and that's why it's a better language. So that's why, explains the Ran, the Mishnah, according to this interpretation, wanted to give us an example, two examples of changing your wording, because there are going to be people that will change your wording this way, there are people who are going to change their wording that way, and the point Rabbi Akiva teaches us, no matter what, if you have changed your wording, we can apply the concept of nadash hutra miktasai to kulay. Sefer, where we said we won't say Nedashot Mektsasoi Hotakulai, is going to be in a situation where he didn't change his wording, where he said Kainish Edenel Lekulchem, that he said Kulchem, and then when he changes it because he recognized that his father was there, he didn't change his wording. All he said was Chutz Mi Abba. And therefore, since you didn't change your wording, that's why Rabbi Kiva Beis Hillel, even though they subscribe normally to the concept of Nedashat Mektsasoi Hotakulai, will not subscribe it, not subscribe to that concept here. And they ran very much along the same line as he's been speaking a moment ago, says, when we speak about changing your wording, the Ran gave us a good explanation why sometimes people go from the Kulchem to the Pliny Uplini, or from the Pliny to the Kulchem, or to the Kulchem. But when we're talking about a case, as the last part of the Mishnah is trying to teach us, that you didn't change your wording, so you don't have to give us two examples of not changing your wording, because the concept is the same. The concept is the same under both situations. So what the Gemara has said is that we started our shiur with Rava's explanation of the machloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and now that we've learned, after we learned that explanation, we could continue very well understanding the Mishnah on Daf Samech Vav that also discusses this issue of Nedashot Mektsasoi Hotakulai. But ask the Gemara, now the Gemara addresses Rava. El Lidach, according to you, that Beis Shammai agrees that if you change your wording, everybody, Beis Shammai, Rabbanan, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, says that we say Nedashot Mektsasoi Hotakulai. Bishlam Ereisha, the first case where we said that Eni Nana L'Kulchem, and then we say Nedashot Mektsasoi Hotakulai, we're going to say, why did Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Kiva? Because they're going to explain, the Amar, when he changes his mind, he says L'Kulchem, that he would have kept the same wording. So Rabbi Kiva holds that since in the second expression of his nether, he added the word Chutz Mi Pliny, Chutz Mi Abba, that's enough according to Beis Hillel, following the explanation of Rabbi Yossi, that he to be considered that you changed your wording. And that's why we say Nedashot Mektsasoi Hotakulai. The Rabbanan hold like Beis Shammai, that we always look at the first part of your statement. The first part of both statements were identical, and therefore, we won't say Nedashot Mektsasoi Hotakulai. Ella Seifa, the next case, where somebody said, Eni Nana Loi Lazev Lazev, we're saying Hotar Risha Hotar Kulam. So now we need to understand, how will Rava explain this case of the Mishnah? If we're going to explain that too is referring to a situation where he changed the way he expressed the nether, Achshav Omar Lazer Lazer, now he changed his wording by saying Lazer Lazer. Originally, he said Kulchem, says the, and then we're going to apply accordingly the concept of Hotam Mektsasoi Hotakulai, says the Rabbi Kiva he, if that, and we're going to say that that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbanan, Amai, Plig Rabbanale, why do we say the Rabbanan disagree? For Amrit, you, Rava, said that when you change your wording, even Rabbi Beis Shammai agrees that we apply the concept of Nedashot Hotar Mektsasoi Hotakulai. So why would we be saying that's only representing the opinion of Rabbi Kiva? Amalei Rava. So Rava says to Rabbi Papa, who has been asking these questions, Ula Rabba, Lefi Rabbi Kiva Nicha, and according to Rabba's understanding, is it any better? Rabbi Kiva Minicha, Seifa. The last case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Hotar Achron, if the nether ends up not applying to the last individual, Hotar Kulan, Hotar, only that person is mutter. Ha'achron mutter kulan surim, but my mukum loy. How will we explain the Mishnah according to Rabba? Damal kulchem, that he's saying the same wording, that ha'idein hu rishiv ha'idein achron. So the question is, who's the Rishon, who's the Achron? Why do we say that here we say Hotar Rishon and here we say Hotar Achron? The only point that should be taking, that only factor to be taken into consideration is, did he change the wording or did he not change the wording? What is this concept of Rishon and Achron? Says Rava, this is the way we're going to have to explain the Mishnah. And Rava says, this explanation in the Mishnah will be fine, both according to my understanding of the Machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and you, Rava's understanding of the Machlokes of Beis Shammai. Sefer, the Sefer is referring to situation, the Sefer is where it says, any nene loy lezeh lezeh. We're not going to apply the concept of neder shehukta mitzvah shehukta kulay. Because in the second and third case of the Mishnah, of that Mishnah, we're talking about cases where the wording was the same. But there's another factor to take into consideration. Kegoyin shetolon zeh bezeh, where when he expressed the nether, he connected one person's iser to the next person's iser. And there, he said, Pliny to Pliny, the second person should be like the first person, or Pliny and the third person should be like the second person. So everybody is dependent on the individual before him. So the Mishnah says that if the first person, the nether falls away from the first person, so then everybody else in the chain also automatically will fall off because all of them are dependent on him. But if we only amatted the last person, the people preceding the last person are not connected to him. And says the Gemara, Dekanami, and Rava continues to say, I'll prove to you that my understanding of that Mishnah should be understood that way. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa regarding that Mishnah, Hota Metzoi, let's say there's not just one, not just two people who were included in my nether. There were many people, there were three people, to keep it simple. So if the second person nether was mutter, and the way we're explaining is everybody after a name is mentioned is connected to the people before him. So the halacha will be himenu lamata mutarim. Anybody whose name was mentioned after the person who became also will be mutter. If his nether falls away, their nedar fall away because they're all connected to him. Amala, anybody who was not mutter is a surim. So we see that it has nothing to do. That part of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the concept of neder shehukta mitzvah shehukta kulay, and we have no rayas or no kashas to the positions that Rava and Rava have begun our shiur with. Eisvei Rav Adar bar Hava l'Rava. So ask the Gemara. Rav Adar bar Hava asked to Rava that Rava who said that if the wording hasn't changed, Beis Shammai says that we don't say hutta miktsas or hutta mikulay, because he follows the opinion of Rameyer that we only look at the beginning, even though it changed somewhat by saying chutz mi'abba, that is, since we only look at the beginning of your statement, that's not considered a change. The Mishnah teaches us on Daf Samech Vav, if somebody made a nether, kainim batzah sheni toim, I won't eat onions. Shabbatza ralalei, because he declares that onions are not good for your heart. Amrloi, so somebody told him, v'loi hakufri, the onions that come from kufri are actually yafalalev, the good for the heart. Sehuta kufri. So the halach is that he won't be also to eat kufri onions, because that wasn't what he had in mind. V'loi kufri v'vad hotur, and the Mishnah comes to teach us that not only will kufri type of onions be mutter for him, el v'cholat b'tzolim, all onions will be mutter. Why? Because we'll apply the concept of neder shehukta mitzvah shehukta kulay. And continues the Mishnah to teach us, Maisa hayavitira meya b'chol b'tzolim. There was a situation where Rameya said that there was such a situation once, and Rameya said all onions are mutter. My lav, d'amar, ilo yisi desha kufri yofil alev. The person who made the neder says, if I would have known that kufri are good, hayisu em b'chol b'tzolim asurim, that all onions remain also a kufri mutter. So we're talking about a case that he kept the same wording, but only changed the last part where he would have said chutz mi kufri. And we see from here that we apply the concept of neder shehukta miktsasa hutta kulay, even though your wording is the same. So this is a question on Rava. because according to Rava, Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir. And if they, and the Gemara is assuming that if we're saying that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, Rav Meir presumably holds like Beis Shammai. And here we see that, and according to Beis Shammai, according to Rava's understanding of Beis Shammai, here we shouldn't say Nadashot Mektosa Hotakula. And according to Rabbah, it's even more difficult to explain the Rishonim, because Rav Meir is not following not the opinion of Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, because Rava said that if they keep on saying the same wording, we don't say Nadashot Mektosa Hotakula. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concur that we wouldn't say Nedeshot Mektosa Hotakuloi. And here we're saying the Ramei does apply it. Says the Gemara, Loi, we shouldn't explain that Mishnah where he is saying in the second time identically to what he said the first time. Where it's talking about, had I become aware that this type of onion is healthy, that these type of onions should be also a kufri motor. So he would have changed his wording. So according to Rava's understanding of Beis Hillel, this is a case where we say, and according to Rava, even Beis Shammai agrees that Nadashot Mektosa Hotakuloi, Ramei Aliva de Rabbi Kiva. So we could say that Ramei is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. And according to Rava, we'll say that not only is he following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, but he could even be following the opinion of Beis Shammai. He could be following the opinion of the Rabbanan who concur with Beis Shammai. So the Gemara is saying that the Gemara is saying that with this interpretation of the Mishnah, that we're interpreting now that the wording of his neder was changed, Ramei could certainly be fine with everybody. And the Rajba said that the original question could be said that Ramei doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva. Because as we said earlier, to say Beis Shammai and Ramei are exactly the same, we explained earlier in our shiur, how Beis Shammai does not necessarily have to say that. So since we said at the beginning of the shiur that Beis Shammai does not necessarily have to say that, that's how we would have been able to answer that question. So we spent the shiur discussing the concept of Nadashot Mektosa Hotakuloi. We know that there are a number of ways how a neder could be annulled. We have the concept of Hataras Nadarim, which is done through a Yochid Mumcha, through a Bezdin. And then we also have the concept of a husband being able to be mefer, canceled in the Nadarim of his wife. But there are a number of situations. There have to be a neder which is Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeinob, the Nadarim that affect the marriage, or Nidrei Inu Nefesh, a Nadarim that causes distress for the wife. And as we've been learning, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is the neder shehuta mektosai huta kulam. And as we just learned, somebody says all onions are forbidden because they're bare for the heart. And then when he learns that the kufri are good for the heart, so and the rav is therefore met a neder, not only according to Rabbi Kiva, we're going to say neder shehuta mektosai huta mekulai. Says the Ran that this concept that we've been learning of neder shehuta mektosai huta mekulai only applies to a neder that had hatara on partial. And since we have partial hatara, we say neder shota mektosa hota mekula. But, says the Ran, a neder that was canceled because a husband did hafara, says the Ran, a husband and a chacham are not the same. Because a chacham, when he's mata a neder, he nullifies the neder retroactively. The husband is only cancels the neder mikana lahaba from that point going forward. And therefore, if a woman violated her neder before the hafara, the halacha would be that she's over by yachal. If a person made a neder, violated the neder, and then had a taras nadarim, it turns out that he never violated the neder. Because there's a difference between the hatara of a chacham and the hafara of a husband. The hatara of the chacham annuls the neder from its initial statement, but the hafara only goes moving forward. The Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar, however, has a different way of explaining the difference between a chacham and a husband. He says a chacham's annulment takes effect on the entire neder because the chacham has that ability. The not, as we said at the beginning of this discussion, a husband's power is only limited to dvarim shebeino lebeino and inu nefesh. Since we see that the husband's rights are much more limited, therefore, explains the Rebbeinu Ben Ahar, only the part that the husband has power on becomes mufar. And therefore, the halacha will be, we don't say nedash hutta mekutasoi, hutta mekula. So, explain the mefarshim. There's going to be a halachic difference between these two approaches. If the husband is mefer the entire nether, if it's the type of neder that it can be mefer, then according to Rabbeinu Avram Mahar, if he goes and he's only mefer part of it, then the rest will be mufer also. Because the rest, if it's the type of neder that it can be mufer, then we'll say neder shutah mektasa hotel kulay. According to the Ran, if the husband chose only to be mefer part of the neder, even though it's the type of neder that it could have been mefer an entire neder, then we wouldn't say, we still would not say neder shutah mektasa hotel kulay. We discussed at the beginning of our shiur quite extensively when somebody wants to make a neder that something of his is usur, but he of course he wants to exclude his father. There are two ways of saying it. He could say kochem asurim chutz mi abba, or he could say you and you it's usur and my father is mutam. The question is which is the better wording to use. So, based on the Ran that we quoted earlier, if you say kochem asurim, so at first glance, as soon as you use the words kochem asurim, you've included your father. Then you say chutz, and that's not the right way to describe it. And therefore, says the Chashuki Chemed, that you should say kochem asurim, and afterwards you should not say kochem asurim, but you should say lezeh or lezeh, and that would be, nobody will ever think that you might have included your father. But the Chashuki Chemed says that we really need to know the circumstances. And as we said when we quoted the Ran earlier in our shiur, there are different circumstances and there are different ways that people will interpret those circumstances. And therefore, says the Chashuki Chemed, every time, this is, I guess, the lesson of Masechta Nedarim, that every time you make this type of a neder, says the Chashuki Chemed, you have to think about the way you're expressing the neder, and which is the way that's going to be considered more of an issue or less of an issue, and use that wording wisely.